We traveled out here yesterday. We were on the same flight into Santa Barbara with the Sweet Spot. So George and I had breakfast at the airport with Sean and Mino because our flight was delayed 90 minutes. We were trying to get out here to cover practice yesterday, but the flight was delayed quite a bit, so we didn't get out here till middle of the afternoon yesterday.
And we had to change terminals.
That's right.
So our flight was supposed to take off just after 10 o'clock, and we didn't see Gordo, Then we had to change terminals. And as we're changing terminals, I said to you, should we text Gordo to let him know that we have to change our gate and it's going to require going to another terminal because he's not here yet? And you were nice enough to text him. And as it turns out, had we not been delayed, the first delay was enough of 40 minutes, but I don't think there's any way, had we taken off on time, that you would have made the plane.
Yes, I would have. I'd gotten in the car, and I was heading out to the airport, and then I got the text, not from you guys, from the actual, whatever it was, American Airlines app, saying that my flight was delayed. And I was like, this is great. Perfect. So I went back in the house and watched TV for like an hour.
We didn't get that, I swear, till like 9:30.
Yeah, I was around there. I would have made it. Our original flight was, what, at 10:10?
Yeah.
That's plenty
of
time.
Yeah, they closed the door. I don't think so.
I don't think he left at 9:30. He didn't leave at 9:30 for a 10:10 flight. I mean, that sounds like something
he would
do.
Look who you were talking to.
I don't think even he would have done that.
I don't know.
Well, we did all get to Terminal B, and we got on the flight eventually, and we had another example, unbelievably, of line-cutting Gordo. This is just what you do.
And being besmirched.
I told him he's going to get thrown in airport jail one of these days.
No, you need to issue a retraction and an apology right now.
No, I don't either.
So it's funny because before we went to the airport over the weekend, I got a message on X from P1 who said, regarding Gordon cutting lines, because we were talking about it last week, because we predicted he would cut lines at the airport.
It.
He always does this.
Yep.
He says, regarding Gordon cutting lines, the Musers were at a wedding that I was a groomsman in. At the reception buffet line, it was announced the wedding party entered the line first. Gordo attempted to cut in line in front of me.
I was with the wedding party.
Radio superstar.
I don't think you were.
They were the ones who invited me to the wedding.
You weren't part of the wedding party, though.
Oh, I thought with them. I misunderstood your American customs.
So yesterday they call group one. Nobody's in group one. Then they call group two. George happened to be in.
I was in group one.
He says he's in group
one. Oh, you were group
one.
Yeah. I thought you were two.
No, I was group one, but I let some other people go ahead of me. But I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. I get to go in group one, and all of a sudden Gordon starts crowding towards
the entrance. I want to know why you were in group one.
Because I was first class, bro.
You flew in first class?
Yeah, so.
What?
I didn't realize this.
How else do ballers fly, Gordon?
Oh, my gosh. Did you pay for this?
Yeah, I paid for it. No, I just. I was sitting in seat 30, but said, hey, I'm first class, and just sat down. Yeah. I just took the extra charge, and the company won't pay for it. But
you live in a world that I'm not familiar with.
Unbelievable.
This world of a baller. But I didn't know this, so I didn't know he was in first class, and I walked through first class and found my seat, and I was exit row. So I got on the plane.
You walked through first class.
First class, yeah. But I didn't see George. I wasn't looking for him. I didn't know he was back there. I thought you guys were both stuffed back in coach.
Yeah, so I was.
Again, one of the reasons why I fly first class, stay away from him.
So I get to my exit row seat, and I'm so happy because there was a ton of room. And I took a picture, and I sent these two guys a text. And I said, hey, guys, hope you're well. I've got so much leg room in this exit row. What do you all think? Thanks. Two exclamation points. And then I got one-upped by George tremendously because he responds, cool, lots of leg room and comfy seat here in first class, mimosa on the way.
Yeah.
Cheers, safe travels.
Safe travels.
We're all on the same plane.
So obnoxious.
And then I responded, damn, you really one-upped me. How did you get first class? And then he responded, I'm in the NBA, National Ballers Association.
So intolerable.
And thanks, killer.
Then Gordo responded, I'm already here in Santa Barbara due to an upgrade.
Yeah, he had nothing, so he just
upgrade me forward in time.
I'll hang out for a few more minutes in case y'all show up. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and hop in the limo.
Jeez. But back to the charge against this man.
There are no charges. Keith.
So I'm the last one to go through with group one. I said, what group are you? And he goes, oh, I'm group two. Gordon says that. And I went, oh, okay. And
which
so,
he wasn't.
Well, and so I go through, and then he goes right behind me. And he the guy with the airline says, what group are you, sir? And he said,
he did not
yes,
ask
he
me.
Did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He said,
no, he didn't.
And he said, and you said, I'm two.
No, I did not.
And he goes through.
I said, I'm with this guy. That's what I said. I was right behind you. I said, I'm with this guy. And he took
I swear you said I'm group two.
No, he took my pass and he scanned it. Didn't say anything. I walked straight on through.
But you must have actually been group six, probably.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that then.
Yes, I later
looked at my ticket and found
we're walking
the number
and
six.
Goes,
and I thought they meant by six. I thought they misprinted and it was one.
But he goes, oh, wait. As I look at this again... I'm somehow group five.
Six.
And then he walks in front of me, and he's boarding the plane before I am.
Unbelievable.
I thought that that's what you wanted. I misinterpreted.
Why would he want that?
That's what I was curious about. I was like, why does he want me to go ahead of him so much? I don't know.
So everyone should just do this. Everyone should just not pay attention to rules and just crowd the gate and say, no, no, let me in. I'm in group one.
I misunderstood.
Every time you board a plane.
I'm a victim here.
Every time you get on a plane, you misunderstand the boarding process.
It's confusing. Yeah. It's so confusing to me because I'm neurospicy.
I so hope someone kicks you off a flight for trying this someday.
Why would you want that?
Because you've been getting this free pass all these years.
It's not a free pass.
Rules don't apply
ticket.
To you. Everyone else will.
See,
like,
this
I'll
is
wait.
Typical. This is
I'll wait and just
all
board
you,
with group
all
four.
You 1%er first class people. Are so concerned with is the rabble following the rules back there?
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Meanwhile, you guys do nothing but break rules and to make your ill-gotten gains.
What?
So that you get in first class.
I follow,
and I'm
the
tired
rules.
Of it. I stand up for the common man.
Then, on top of all of this, we get the rental car. We drive to the hotel. We park out front. We all get out to go check in. So I get out of the driver's seat and I walk up to the desk and there's only one attendant there and I start checking in. Gordon and George are still getting their stuff out of the car.
You're a jerk.
Then Gordon walks in as I'm halfway through checking in and goes, oh, I can't believe you cut ahead of me. Because I have a movie I have to get.
That's true. I was supposed to meet those guys. I had like 5 minutes to check in and throw my bag in my room and meet those guys for the movie. Because I enjoy going out with my teammates, which you do not. And so, Craig, when we get to the hotel, you knew that I was the only one of the three of us in a time crunch. And what did he do? He slammed the car into park in front in the circular drive, practically left it running with the keys in it, so he could sprint inside
I did not sprint.
To the reception desk where he could get ahead of me, knowing that would put me behind for my movie.
I did not sprint. But, yes, it did cross my mind to get ahead of you because you're always cutting in front of
and
us.
Then,
that's right. It's
then,
not much fun, is it?
Then when he's sitting there with that guy who was checking him in, he starts asking irrelevant questions about what are some of the features here in Oxnard and what are some of the sights that I can see while I'm here. It was like the most ridiculous waste of words. Things
Boy.
He had no intention. A bicycle Surrey ride. That sounds interesting.
I was interested in what this town had to offer.
Yeah. When did they build this beach? Oh, it's a natural feature. Oh, interesting.
Boy, and then a second attendant came to the front desk and said, I'll take the next customer. And I took a step towards her just to freak him out, because I guess he had to go to a movie premiere yesterday that he was in. And I let him go and get checked in so he could go to his movie premiere.
there was no reason for Craig to jump ahead of me in line. He had nothing for the rest of the day.
Back. It's called maybe letting you see how it feels to see a line cutter.
There was no reason for you to jump in front of all those other American Airlines passengers.
I didn't understand.
And same.
Plus, there was a misprint on my boarding pass.
There was a misprint on my hotel key.
No misprint.
They messed up by misprinting the group number.
Airlines.
And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to pay
start looking for people like Gordo. And there ought to be some sort of punishment. Last one to get on the plane.
Anytime.
Take the next flight. Something.
If that dude had said, hey, look, I don't know if you saw this misprint or not on here, but yeah, you're in group 17 or whichever one they had.
It is amazing. They never stop him.
I know. It's incredible.
If it's the cattle call thing, he could be C, and he walks right in with the A's. And they never say anything to him.
Well, they're all in the alphabet. I mean, it's the same difference.
Group 5, group 6, group 1 or 2. What's the difference?
I only did that because you were right there. That's the only reason I did that.
You do it every trip.
Hey. And you're in first class. That's the headline here, is that you one-ups all your teammates by going first class.
They can do it, too.
No, they can't.
Just ball.
No, they can't. No one wants to go into that kind of debt to try to keep up with your spending.
By the way, when we were boarding the plane, did you see the two guys who each had service animals? They were with each other.
Well, very questionable everywhere. Service animals. One of them was a pit bull.
Yes. Yeah. Very questionable. They had the service animal cape that said service dog or something on the side, but I thought... These are just their pets.
Yes.
And they put service animal capes on there.
No one has a service animal that is an unneutered pit bull.
Right.
Yeah, what's that dog going to do?
They were getting away with
something. Tear off a kid's
face? Are we 10 years from half the flight being dogs taking up an entire seat?
Yeah, and if you have a problem with it, you're the big jerk.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Right.
I just can't believe we're taking them everywhere, from plane flights to the grocery store. I got hit by a dog's tail at the grocery store again like a week ago.
Good.
In the fruit section. There's a dog wagging his tail.
There's
a dog wagging his tail and hitting me in my backside. I was like, sit. Stay away from me.
Also had one of those violators on the plane where they were watching a movie or something on their laptop with no headphones. They were using the speakers, and everyone around that person, we were all annoyed and looking at him, and it at maybe 30 minutes of that, and finally I think the flight attendant or somebody said something to him. But how are people that clueless?
I don't know. And then if it's like a big cussing movie and everything, there's kids around.
F-bombs
flying. Yeah. And if you say something to them, it's also, okay, boomer, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you immediately won the argument. You invoked the phrase that Jesus instituted. If you say, okay, boomer, you win the argument. Great.
And the topic that we got into late last week, ahead of these flights, passing gas on the plane.
Uh-oh. Did you violate?
I did release...
What are you doing? Stop it.
...a couple of test balloons.
They're not test balloons when they torture people that much.
To see if it drew any reaction. Got no reaction. And I have a theory that the air in the plane, the way it's circulated, is it's sucked down and then piped back out through the vents on top. So I think if whatever you release, unless it's like a nuclear type.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't think.
I think it gets sucked down because I had no negative reaction. So it was just a free for all for me.
Because everyone was probably being polite. Didn't want to look around.
Yeah.
There was a kid in front of me. That, you know, they told us to keep those shades down because it was hot, whatever, and all that. This kid kept violating that, and she would throw that shade up, and I would get x-rayed every single time. It was the brightest light ever because my eyes were so used to the darkness, and I was trying to rest, and she'd throw that thing up, and everyone could see my skeleton for a moment.
It's like a lightning
bolt going off in the plane.
Meanwhile, George is getting drunk in first class.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Do you get free drinks up there? You have to pay for your drinks, right?
No.
Free drinks, as many as you want?
I don't know. I didn't get past six.
Gosh.
All right. Well, it's good to be out here. We had safe travels, at least. Controversial travels, but safe travels here to Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. And guess what?